We're going to talk now, though, about our education system, because there are reports from a number of schools across the county of a reallocation, and this includes a reduction in special needs assistance in a number of those schools. Jackie Coffey is an SNA at Fossa National School, and they've been told by the Department of Education, and specifically the National Council for Special Education, that they will have four fewer SNAs from September next year. Jackie is one of those affected, is with me on the line. Jackie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Now, tell me what the situation is. The school was reviewed by the NCSE, which is the National Council for Special Education, in October.
That's right,
but you got news last week. Is that right?
Yeah, so we got our review was done in October of last year. And then last Tuesday morning, our principal here, Mr. Burke, called us in to say that we had been notified that we would be down four SNAs from September of this year, so 26, 27.
And any specific reason given for the reduction?
So basically the review is done based on primary healthcare needs, and so it's documentation and paperwork within the school, and the primary healthcare needs were deemed to be required for that six SNAs would be able to manage the requirements in the school going forward based on their review of the paperwork in the school.
Okay, so you had 10, is that right? And you're down to six for next September.
Exactly. So we have 10 in total. And now the review has said that there will be six in total. So of that, we have two ASD classes here in the school. So there will be four of the SNAs taken up in those two classes. And then it will be two SNAs, will have the rest of the school then, which we have 236 students in a mainstream school here.
Okay, so just an ASD class is an autism spectrum disorder class, isn't that how it's categorised?
Exactly, yes.
Is there a specific number, Jackie, of SNAs required for a number of pupils in those classes?
Yes, so in those classes, because you have a maximum of six students and then you have two SNAs per room. So we have two classes, so therefore we have four SNAs there, two in each classroom.
Okay, and then that means, this is just in Fossa's instance, because I know you're hearing reports of a number of other schools who are facing reductions as well in Kerry from September, but effectively now there will be two SNAs, I should say, for the 236 other mainstream students.
Yes. Yes, I suppose like the two SNAs mainstream is to cover any needs outside of the ASD classes that we have here. And it will have a knock-on effect on the integration that the ASD class students receive, because we'd work together as a team here within the school of the SNAs. So if we are going up for integration from the ASD, I work in one of the ASD classes myself. So if I go up for integration in order to facilitate integration for all of our students, I may say, okay, so I have a student here, I'm in the classroom with my student, but I would have assistance from another SNA in a classroom who may help me out, just so that we can make sure that the kids get as much integration into mainstream school as possible. So going forward with less SNAs and obviously two SNAs trying to man everything on mainstream, that's going to be extremely difficult and probably result in less integration for the kids in our classes.
And isn't that the whole idea behind SNAs, is that while there are and there needs to be specific classrooms set aside for children for ASD, that the whole idea is that they're not labelled there as much as they can be, in essence, integrated in with the wider school population? Isn't that the idea, that the role
exactly,
of the SNAs
exactly.
and the mainstream side of things?
Exactly. Like, the kids are, like, the kids that we support are going to lose out. I mean, they're at risk of, like, we'll say, increased anxiety, reduced participation. Like, they'll fall behind academically and socially if they're not being able to integrate as much as we would have done previously due to reduction in SNA.
Is it down to numbers? Is there fewer numbers coming through, or is it a change in the requirements, do you think, Jackie? That they're saying, look, we're going to marshal our resources here to a certain area.
Yeah, I suppose, like, we see the problem really is, like, society has probably changed hugely, and what's on the ground doesn't really match what's on the paper now. Like, the circular hasn't changed for access, but it, the amount of the it's graded level 3, level 2, level 1, so level 3 would be your highest need, and that's where the primary healthcare needs are required. But as you know, Jerry, there's a number of kids that need access to an SNA who have been by OTs and educational psychologists deemed to be able to access an SNA for some part of their day in school. But that's going to be less and less possible due to the fact that we're just not going to have the manpower to be able to do that now.
Okay, and your fear is, whatever about the specifications and the numbers for SNAs in the ASD classes, that in the wider school population, there are children who need support at varying levels and need that assurance of an SNA, and that may not be there under this new system that the National Council for Special Education are bringing in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the fear is, that's our overall view, is that, you know, it's the kids that are going to lose out here. Obviously, it is very hard for ourselves. Like, I'm one of the four in a position at the moment that is losing my job in September. And the department have advised that they're setting up this redeployment scheme where we would be redeployed to jobs elsewhere within the county. But as in the finer detail of that, how it's going to work, how it's going to be phased in, how we're going to be able to, like, how we get relocated, who goes first, who goes second.
How far away would you be sent, Jackie? Would it be feasible for you to go, or the others?
Exactly. There is talks at the moment that it would be 40 to 45 kilometre base from the school you're in at the moment, that you could be redeployed that far. But again, we have none of that on paper. We haven't been given any of that information. So, like, there's been no update on that since. So we have no idea of, you know, it's just, I suppose, it's a stress for ourselves as well. But I suppose our thing at the moment is that it's the kids in our current care that are going to be affected, really. And it, like, September, October is when it'll hit, and when they come back into a school environment and everything is so changed and reduced.
Yeah. Well, look, we were on to the National Council for Special Education in relation to your concerns and the concerns of other schools yesterday, and they sent us a long statement. I'll try and paraphrase it if I can. They're saying, reflecting the central role of SNAs that they play in the successful inclusion of students with additional significant care needs in schools, the department has been steadily building the level of SNA support in our education system. By the end of the 2026-2027 school year, there'll be close to 25,000 SNAs in our mainstream classes, special classes and special schools. The number of SNAs in County Kerry has risen from 616 in 2020 to 861, I should say, this year, an increase of 40% in this time period. They play a key role in supporting children and young people with special education needs as part of a whole school approach. There are many reasons why the level of need for SNA support in schools may fluctuate, including falling enrolments, reduced or increased care needs, and changing demographics as children move from primary school to post-primary schools. The National Council reviews of SNA allocation in schools across the country are a very detailed examination of the care needs in all settings, with the continuum of provision in school seen as to ensure SNAs are allocated to schools to support students who have the greatest level of significant care needs. Where a review identifies a decrease in level of care in a school, where this decrease is significant, it results in a reduction in the SNA allocation to that school. Schools that are not satisfied with the outcome of their review may avail of the National Council's internal appeal mechanism. Furthermore, where a school is not satisfied with the outcome of the appeal on the basis they consider the process was not followed, the school can refer the matter to the Independent Chaired Appeals Advisory Committee. Further information on that, and they're saying more information is coming in relation to the redeployment scheme. There'll be a circular and guidelines will be published on the website as the work progresses. So that's what they're saying. Yeah. They're saying this is a reallocation of resources to where it's most needed, Jackie. What's your response?
Yeah. And I suppose, like, I mean, on paper, that's perfectly fine. And I completely agree that it is the kids that require the most care that are, you know, important. But that's not disregarding the kids who are entitled to, you know, access to an SNA within a mainstream school, where, you know, it's definitely being more engaged towards your ASD classes, your new schools, like they're saying there, you know, redeployment. And like, it's so up in the air at the moment with the redeployment, like, because we, as you say, they're saying they're sending out information that they will look at that. And I suppose it's just the uncertainty for people, because reducing down your mainstream SNAs to two SNAs within a school, at the size of 236, I understand totally that the primary care needs are of course the most important, but like, so is everybody else who has access to an SNA, who might not be presenting as a level three, but is just as important in a level one and level two.
Yeah, there's also a concern. I know that in Vossa, they haven't had access to a National Education Psychological Service psychologist since the last one retired. So, you know, there's people out there who maybe in mainstream haven't been diagnosed with issues like dyslexia, psychological issues. They'd be mainstream, and yet they may see next year, your concern is they may see a reduction in SNA support for those students.
Exactly, because if you're waiting for a psychologist's report, or you're waiting for any report for your child, like, nothing can be assessed and given then until that has been decided. And therefore, then next year, you're going to be in a struggle, because if you get more of that, you're going to be, you know, the two SNAs mainstream are going to be under severe pressure to try to cater for everybody, which is, of course, our priority, to cater for every child in the school, because that's what we do every day. We do above and beyond, you know, the kids are the most important thing here, and the kids, we feel going forward, will lose out, that it's very much in a box situation, and not everything fits into a box.
Yeah. Okay. So that's your concern. Obviously, you're going to appeal this, Jackie, and hope you get a response from the department and from the education service, the National Education Council.
Yeah, our appeal is due in now for this Friday coming. We need to have it back in for. We've had a huge response locally from parents, which has been fantastic, a show of support for the school and for the SNAs. We'll await then to see what the review will come back, the appeal, if anything will change going forward. And I just think it's important to highlight it, because this is happening during a lot of schools locally. They may be in a review situation, or they may have an upcoming review. So it could be something like, we know of 10 between ourselves and two other schools locally already that have been 10 SNAs that will be going in September. Like, going on that and going on the reviews that are still to be carried out, or people that are waiting for reviews to come back, this is probably going to, you know, increase the amount of SNAs that are going to be without employment in September. And then, as you say, a pressure on the schools to provide the service that we want to be providing.
Yeah. Okay, Jackie, thanks for telling the story this morning. We'll see where it goes, and we'll await further response from the department in relation to what is happening there. That's Jackie Coffey there, who's one of the SNAs who will be, I suppose, losing her position as an SA in Fossa National School in September, yet to be redeployed, not fully knowing what that actually means.